Dear listener, it's Monday morning, the dreaded beginning of the work week, and Matt and I have some advice for you to make it through the next 5 days on this mini episode of The Working Experience. Enjoy.
The Working Experience.
93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning, snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks, we're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
Need to stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Working Experience Podcast. This is Maddie Kay.
And John, welcome on this fine Monday morning in August. Hopefully, you're on a beach or a mountaintop or a forest and you're not sitting in front of your laptop.
Hopefully, you are sitting in traffic on your way to your cubicle. I hope.
Right. You know what? I think in celebration of the fact that it's August and the majority of the world is off, you should bring a large inflatable to work.
You know, I went to this lake up in New Hampshire, and these people, I mean, talk about fun. These people are on this inflatable swan. Holy jeez. I mean, you have to have fun on the inflatable swan. How can you not have fun?
It's a prereq.
I remember when I was a kid, if another kid had like an inflatable ring, that was cause for jealousy and envy. Nowadays, the flotation devices are just out of control.
Now they're the size of a football field.
Yeah.
You could literally land a plane on some of these inflatables.
I love seeing some rather overweight American male just beached on that thing, floating in the middle of the lake, just floating around. You know, time of his life.
It's funny. We went up to Stowe, Vermont, for a vacation, and one of the things we did was we did zip lining, and you had to weigh yourself before you got all your gear, and the max weight was 240.
Ooh.
Which is not like 240, like for an American in 2019. That's kind of low, isn't it?
You're putting a lot of the population out of that activity. Yeah.
No, but seriously, I mean, you could be like, you know, 6'3", 6'4". Guy, and not obese, but you'd just be a big guy, and you couldn't go on the zip line.
Well, I'm about 230, and I'm about 6'2", 6'3". So, yeah, I'd be getting in just under the. If I had a few more slices, yeah,
you're redlining it.
Yeah,
if I had a few more
eclairs, and you know, over the course of the spring, I'd be in some trouble. You know, I'd have to.
You would have to fast before you went on the zip line, drop all the water weight.
What if you're with, you know, a group of people and you're the one?
No, I actually asked the people, I was like, has anyone ever been denied? And they're like, oh yeah, happens every day.
Oh, oh, can you imagine? That's, you know what, that's...
Well, look. It's a safety thing.
Oh no, like, I know.
You're going on the zip line. Like even like, so I weigh 6 foot, 170 pounds, and you know, I was with my son, and he's like, I don't know, maybe 5'6", maybe 110, 120 pounds. And I I would destroy him just because of my weight, because I had that extra 50 pounds. So if so 170 pounds, someone has another, let's say, someone jumps on there and they're 370, you're coming in hot. You might not be able to stop.
Oh, no. And the line might snap. I would just love to be one of the people who just goes, too fat. Say too fat.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a question of the line snapping. I think it's the speed.
Oh, like, yeah.
Because there were points where I was going probably 60, 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it's in a certain point, you know, you can't, I guess you wouldn't be able to stop in time. I don't know.
Well, if you're sitting in your cubicle all year long, stuffing your face full of those free pastries at work, that piper's going to come to get paid, you know?
Let me tell you, Monday morning donuts.
So, well, but and then, you know, sometimes it's the only thing getting you through. You know, that's
of course.
That's why, the only thing.
Why deny yourself that?
Speaking of awkward situations, we were up in New Hampshire and in this new restaurant, like a brew pub in Bethlehem, New Hampshire. And this guy was there with his two kids and his wife. Now, I talked about in the beginning of the summer, I was down in D.C. at a restaurant, go to pay with my credit card, denied. And
I love these stories.
Denied. And they had sent me a new credit card because they said some of the stores where I was shopping were breached. They'd had a data breach at like Home Depot or wherever it was. So I had received a new card. I'd forgotten about it. So, but of course, you can't explain any of this in the middle of the restaurant.
No, because they've heard all the excuses in the book.
All that pops up is deadbeat. Deadbeat, deadbeat, doesn't pay bills. So somebody there in my family had to use their credit card. And, you know, it freaks you out because I was like right away I'm calling. I'm like, what is going on here? And then I realized.
No, because you could assume that you've been hacked.
Hacked, data breach.
You know, someone has come into your account. It happened to me. It happened to me in Vermont. I did the same thing. I had an old Chase debit card and it was, the back was getting, you know, the magnetic strip and the chip was getting like unusable. Mm-hmm. Like it would work every once in a while, but sometimes it just wouldn't work. So I got a new card and of course it comes in the mail and I rip off all the stuff. But so the sticker on it was I had to call to activate that card or use it in an ATM machine.
Right.
Neither of which I did.
No.
So I go up to Stowe and I go to pay. And of course it's denied because it's not, it's not active. Now I had enough cash on me to pay for it. And I called up Chase, you know, I was like, what happened? And like, well, you never activated your card. So I, you know,
yeah. Aha.
Yeah.
Well, so this,
of course, all the signs on it, all the, you must do this. I just ignore.
Yeah. So this guy is sitting at the table next to us. He's there with his wife and his two kids. They all go running outside. So, you know, dad's there to pay the bill. And I wasn't really paying attention to him, but the waitress comes over. She's like 18, 19 years old. And she's like, she says very nicely, oh, do you have another card you might want to use? Meaning that one was denied. I thought that's a nice way of putting it, you know, instead of just saying card didn't work. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, take this one. She goes back. Then she comes back out. She's like, yeah, I'm just going to need you to come up and, like, put your PIN number in. Goes up. Apparently that doesn't work. So the line, so this is now when you're two cards in, and that bill with his, you know, I mean, he has two smaller kids. They're probably like 5 and 6, something like that. But, you know, that bill was probably over $100, I would say. So what I think ended up happening, not what I think, what I kind of saw was his, like, wife had to go to the ATM and get cash and whatnot. Oof. And, you know, come back and pay the bill. And, you know, it's terribly, terribly awkward. And I just think, like, is this guy in the middle of a vacation and now he's looking at two cards that are not working? Like, yeah. Ooh.
He's just starting off the vacation. I mean, I would almost love to like have like 5 cards that I know don't work and just
keep at it.
And then just be so confident, like, oh, okay. This one's definitely going to work.
And she's like, this card expired in 2003. Right. No. This is a chemical bank card.
I'm pulling out like gift cards right. that expired 10 years ago.
Now, okay, what if I combined these three gift cards? How much is on there? Still not enough. Okay.
You can only run this one for $23.11.
Okay, now we're on the card digging up change. See, this is the thing. Like, I always, if I, like, go to New York or went out to Portland or whatever, I always carry a fairly substantial amount of cash because I am just, like, paranoid that's going to happen.
Too. I'm paranoid because, listen, anything can happen. And I only have two credit cards. Like, yeah. It's not like I have, like, eight credit cards.
Right.
Like, it's very easy for them to freeze the card or maybe someone trying to hack into the card or, you know, I miss a payment by one day. Who knows?
Right.
But I'm the same way. I'm so concerned about that.
But some people don't, I mean, particularly under the age of, I would say, 40, 35, they don't carry any cash. Like, it's a foreign concept to them to pay in cash.
Right.
Like Dunkin'
Donuts.
I've done
like the Apple Pay on the phone, and now there's so many different ways to pay.
Yeah.
But even still, like I use PayPal, Venmo, stuff. Some locations just don't take it.
Yeah, I still go to. There's a diner up in New Hampshire. They do not take credit cards, debit cards, nothing. It's all cash.
Yeah, that's because they don't report their money. They don't report their revenue.
That's right.
I mean, they're smart.
That's right.
Well, speaking about revenue and just the massive amounts of money that's going to hit the working experience coffers, Maddie and I have some merch to talk about.
Yeah.
That is live on Teespring now.
Teespring sounds good. Very reputable.
We have a T-shirt and a mug.
Okay, you show up at work Monday morning, right? You go to pour yourself a cup of coffee. You're pouring it into a working experience quality coffee mug. Your coworkers are saying, the working experience, what's that? Oh, it's a very sophisticated podcast on, guess what? Working. There you go. How's that?
Yes, and you should be drinking that cup of Joe with your... branded the working experience T-shirt, the Homeo Industrious.
It's
quite a pleasant design.
Yeah, company picnic, right? You show up, you've got your working experience Homeo Industrious T-shirt on. You're the hit of the party, buddy.
Right? Oh, you are the MC.
Yeah,
you are everything.
Okay, yeah,
that's when you grab the mic.
What do they know about you? One. You've got a riotous sense of humor. I mean, look at that T-shirt. It's hilarious, right? Two, they know you're an intellect. They know you're sophisticated because you're listening to a top-quality podcast about what everybody does, work. So there you go.
And you're informed. You're an informed worker bee.
Who do they want to talk to at the company barbecue? The guy wearing the Red Sox T-shirt? No. They want to talk to the guy... wearing the working experience T-shirt. That's who everybody wants to network with.
Definitely. Everyone should jump on a Teespring. We're eventually going to have this on our website, but for right now, it's on Teespring. You got to go to Teespring and search for the working experience, and you'll find this wonderful merch.
We at the working experience, we move slowly. Slowly but surely.
Slowly is an understatement.
Slowly. Maybe not so surely. Maybe not so surely. Slowly. We like to take our time with things. Think about them.
We're cautious.
Cautious. Got to be a little bit cautious.
We love talking about things. Love talking about
things. Staying in your comfort zone is highly underrated.
Stay in your lane.
All these people say, oh, jump out of your comfort zone. What are you talking about? It's a comfort zone for a reason. You know, it's comfortable.
Exactly. And that's a perfect message for this Monday morning.
Stay in your
as you're about to jump into the work week, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. That's right. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. Have a wonderful week. If you're on vacation, don't forget to tune in because you'll be back at work soon enough.
Yes, everyone. Thank you so much. And as always, please share and subscribe. share this with your family and friends on social media. We really appreciate it.
Okay, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.